All right, welcome back, folks.
Welcome
we are
back.
Back here in the okay. Duck Call
We're
Room.
Here again.
Oh, you take it out.
Si,
what?
Welcome back.
What in the world do we have to do to get humans to act like a beaver? Because
happen.
Them suckers
ain't gonna happen.
Are relentless.
No, I know, but that ain't gonna happen. They've got an ethic, okay? A work ethic.
Okay? It's unreal.
If it's moving, they're going to stop it from moving. And if it ain't moving, they're going to start it moving.
They will.
Hey, look, the first time, Phil took me with him to, he was draining the water off the duck hole, I just was totally amazed. Because, he dug out 6 foot deep at least and then 8 foot wide or 8 foot long. Now, this is probably, as wide as this table. Okay, a hole in the dam where they had just done. He dug it that wide, 8 foot long, and 6 foot deep. And the next morning, we come up again, and it was just like he has never been there. It totally amazed me. I said, hey, how many of you think doing it? A bunch of them or just one? He said, maybe another one, maybe two. He said, but no more than two. He said, what do you think I've been? He said, every time I see one, you see me put a bullet in his head. He said, these suckers, they work my butt off keeping this water drained.
They're not union.
They ain't union, for sure.
It ain't no such thing as overtime for them.
But they love working graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem with them.
As soon as the sun goes down, that's when they're up to their best, okay? They come.
Them suckers. I'm telling you, it's a drought year, so we got pipes going wide open. And if you ain't there at daylight with a shovel, you ain't got a pipe going wide open.
No. Amazes me. Okay, look, Phil's got a pump. The one he used to have was what? It pumped 36,000 gallons per minute. That's a lot of water.
Yeah.
And he pumped it, spent $15,000 and didn't even get the hole maybe half full. The Almighty can make it rain like the weekend and fill it completely up and it'll be overflowing.
That would be awesome.
So,
we need a front.
I'm telling you, people don't realize what a unique property that water is. Okay, they really don't. I seen a thing the other day. I went over to Dave to just tell him to try to teach me how to play guitar. And he showed me where some guy, now look, listen to this. This is pretty cool. Some musician set up a microscope, a camera, and he put about 20 dots of water under the slides. And he sit there and hit a piano with different notes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for every one of them things of drops of water, he hit a piano note, different note. And look, it was some of the most beautiful, about the size of a quarter it looked like. Okay, and it was the most beautiful, intricate pattern, and none of them was the same. Every note was different on the piano, and so every little quarter size drop of water, and it was blurry because whatever was in that water was moving.
Yeah, sound waves going through different frequencies.
Well, I'm just saying, it was the coolest thing. And look, and then there was also 5 grains of sand they done the same thing to. They put under a microscope, and it looked like some kind of critters. But it was brilliant colors, red, yellows, just gorgeous.
It's kind of like when you're fishing. And you're sitting on the dock fishing, because you ain't out in the boat. Yeah. You're sitting on a dock and you cut wind. And you look at the post and where you just cut wind, that post lets off them little waves, let you know if you was a F, a G, or whatever it was. You ain't ever seen that?
No.
Where you vibrate it?
No. I've never noticed
guy,
that.
Guy, when I seen Hold that on. Weight come off your boat when you cut wind what? On the front of it, sitting on the seat.
Hold on. What?
It's like a compression wave.
No.
When you vibrate the dock.
Yeah. Now that's letting off some gas, Jack.
The little waves come off the post of the dock. You ain't ever done that?
No.
I guess I'm just not man enough to create that much vibration.
Well, you raise up off of it, probably. Hey, no, you got to just sit it on the board. And then you watch the waves that come up off of it.
I wish someone would do, every instant we got, I wish somebody would do that with a drop of water and then have it where they photographed it.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about some beautiful stuff. Okay.
That's fixing to be a lot of farting next time I go fishing.
And watch the edge of your boat. Sit on your seat. Watch, it ain't going to do it if you're standing up. Sit on your seat.
I'm going to do it.
Eat you some beans and go fishing and watch how many compression weights you throw off of it.
Huh.
That's interesting.
I'm just telling you.
When we're going fishing, JD.
I don't know. I'll sell you the weights. Most people just... It goes over
here. Oh, my favorite thing, sit on a dock and then let one rip and watch that end post. Watch the waves come off
That's
of it.
That's his favorite. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin's favorite things is better than Oprah's.
Guaranteed.
You machine gun it.
Oh, okay. Now, if you got that hammer gas, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where are
one of the machine gun bursts.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Man, y'all got to pay attention more to things that's around you.
No, I'm serious. Look, most people, it goes over the head.
Yeah, you got to look.
Sunrises in the morning.
I never would have thought if I'm sitting there fishing, ooh, I just got gas. Oh, let me look at that end post down there.
Yeah.
And you don't, you know, you bobble.
I'm not aware of that in my surroundings. Whoa. Or talking.
Here's what you need.
I'm not that aware of my surroundings.
Here's what you need to do. Get in a plane. Get it 30,000 feet.
No, don't rip one there. That's rude.
Right at when the sun is breaking daylight.
And that's when you rip one?
No.
Send the sun back down.
That is so cool to watch. Okay. Yeah. Everything is dark. You can't see nothing. And then the sun... Daylight's coming.
Okay. I've been watching The Lion King.
Hey, look.
Everything that touches the light is yours.
The darkness disappears and you see.
We did that. Look, at
30,000 feet, too, you see a long way.
We did that on the way to Scotland, man.
Hey, I'm telling you.
We flew the dark line.
Oh, no.
It was light on this side and dark on this side.
We chasing that sunshine.
Here's one of them.
All the way to Scotland.
That
was pretty awesome.
Hey, here's one of them scratch your head type deals.
Kind of like the first 7 minutes of the day.
No. Look, I'm in a plane. Okay, I'm going to Florida to sing for the Navy SEALs with my band. Me and my band was together.
That does make me scratch my head.
Okay, look, I'm at 30,000 feet, and look, the window beside me. Okay, you know you go through the cloud cover, and when you get above the cloud cover, it's clear.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay,
always
forever. Okay, but anyway, look, right under my window, that's where the clouds are. It's half out and half in. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Well, guess what? I always do this when I'm flying. We just hit an air. We got that 30,000 feet, and I'm saying a prayer. You know, give me safe passage to wherever I'm going. And look, when I said in Jesus' name, I looked beside my window at the white cloud bank. And there is a perfect circular rainbow on top of the clouds. And I said, wait a minute, hold it. I immediately thought, there's only one thing that's circular on this aircraft, and that'd be the jet engine. And I said, but that's below the cloud cover. So how is this rainbow laying horizontal on this cloud bank? And look, and not only is it laying there, we're traveling at 600 miles an hour, and it's staying right there beside
me. It's keeping up with you.
Yeah, it's right there beside me. Now tell me how that happened. They say a rainbow is this thing about bending the light and all this.
Well, it was in your window.
You ain't going to get me ripped apart in this comment section.
I don't know. How is it circular? A perfect round circular. And it's rainbow.
Because God promised to never flood the earth again.
Well, that is his promise. Okay, I know that, but tell me about how the circular thing.
I don't know how God
I don't want him to flood the earth, but I could go for an inch and a half of rain right about now.
Right, Lord, if you can, probably more specific. Okay.
Here we go.
This diesel is very expensive. So, hey, make it about 3 inches, yeah. Okay? That way they'll fill the hole up. We don't have to pump.
Man.
All rainbows. That is,
but, hey, your will be done, not ours.
Yeah. I don't want a flood, but I'd take an inch and a half.
Yeah.
I got to hear it, JD. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm interested.
I'm so confused. All rainbows are actually full circles. The anti-solar point is the center of the circle. Viewers in aircraft can sometimes see the full circle.
I just learned something by JD.
Viewers on the ground can only see the light reflected by raindrops above the horizon. So that.
Well, they are circular.
Yeah.
So if you ever see a rainbow.
That's why you ain't ever found that pot of gold.
There's
just a circle.
There's no end to rainbows.
I've just been lied to my whole life.
Just like there's no end to God's promises.
You know, I agree.
We're taking the rainbow back, people.
Hey, you know how many shovels I wore?
Look, they've been lying to me my whole life.
What?
That Lucky Charms guy's full of crap.
The little leprechaun.
Yeah.
You all seen leprechaun say
you lying sucker.
And that right there is why you cannot trust a Notre Dame fan. All right, folks, let's take our first break. We'll get out of here.
We're going to take a break. I've actually seen, in Germany, I've seen three of them.
That's incredible.
Three of them.
I would have never guessed that a rainbow was a complete circle.
Right behind each other. That was beautiful. I was living on a hill.
Now, how cool would that have been?
Double circle rainbow. That's what I'm looking at.
But I'm saying the triple.
Triple rainbow.
Oh, that guy.
I seen three. Look. Double rainbow. And it was just like they were stair steps. Right here, one behind
we're
it.
Back on rainbows.
A little higher, one behind it, a little higher.
Well, rainbows are cool.
And they were beautiful.
I mean, they're
I get I've never seen one and not like a real one and gone, huh.
If
who cares? You get excited when you see one.
I agree. If I'm able, I take a picture generally. If I'm not driving or something, like I'll take a picture and send to somebody.
Me and Philip did that the other day in Texas.
I just
seen one behind the building and we kept running into a stupid building. Told me, God, will ever these skyscrapers get out of the way?
I love it.
A picture of this rainbow.
Thank you. Yeah, who doesn't take a picture of
that? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're a cool thing.
And that is a promise from the Almighty.
Yeah, if you believe in a good Lord and a good book, then you know why it's such a cool thing and why you're still mesmerized by it.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, pick up Genesis.
Yeah, boys.
You ain't got to go very far.
You can just start reading your Bible at the beginning, and you'll learn what we're talking about with
that's
him.
Right, boys.
10 to 20 pages.
But I feel the same way about a fire. Like, I can sit there and just look at a fire, too. Mesmerizing.
I can't
imagine the first human
that saw fire
that built him a fire and got it to work and said, hold on now.
Now we got something.
I mean, a fire is an incredible.
How do you think the first human made fire? Or was it just...
I'm not so sure that they didn't capture it, like, from a lightning storm and then figured out how to keep it going or something.
You know? It had to be Adam and Eve, right?
Lightning lit the grass, and then they said, ooh, wait a minute. Hold on.
But if we believe...
The garden didn't have fire.
But they got kicked out of there.
They didn't have rain either.
But then once they got kicked out...
Because when God told Noah to build the ark...
That's all the bad stuff happened.
He said, I'm going to make it rain, and Noah said, you're going to make it what, Lord?
I'll make it rain.
I'm gonna make it rain.
Because
not only that, I'm gonna turn all the springs of the deep. I'm gonna open all them babies up too.
Yeah, you gonna get it from top and bottom.
Oh yeah, you can get it from all directions, baby. Yeah. I'm fixing to flood this thing.
Ain't no beaver gonna stop that.
That's right. Beaver ain't gonna stop this one, buddy.
Guaranteed.
That the great creature, which was a beaver. Okay.
He's incredible.
I'll
give him that.
That was on a movie Noah could make fire. Night.
Noah made fire?
Yep. He sacrificed burnt offerings.
Uh-oh.
Genesis 8:20. That's
pre-garden.
Post-garden.
Post or pre? What? Hey.
But I'm going to go out on a limb and say God said, hey, Adam, no Eve, real
yet.
Quick.
There weren't no trees yet.
There was literally the tree of good and evil.
I love it. Okay.
What if he told him, all right, here's how you make a fire real quick. And all this time we've been trying to figure it out.
No, he just went.
Yeah.
And then they just captured him.
They backed up, boys.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine being way back in, and getting a fire going. Somebody's job had to be, their only job was keep that fire going.
Yeah, they call me the fireman.
Keep that rascal rolling.
Keep that fire firing, boys.
Because if I get around one, I got to have a stick to poke
I know.
It.
Okay. You'd have been pretty good at that job.
I'd have signed up for it.
Willie would have been the greatest keeper of the fire of all time.
I love poking a fire. I don't know what it is about
spitting in one.
Oh, no, just sitting and watching. Okay. Yeah. Expensive. It's cold because you just got to look at it. You don't have to be close to feel it. If you're looking at it, you're warm.
Yeah. Watch that rascal dance.
Yeah.
And the different color flames and everything.
Then, whenever once in a while, one of them, the log moves, shifts because it burned out.
And all the sparklers.
All the sparks go up.
I'm going to bail one tonight. Fire and rainbows.
That's that,
boy. You never know what you're going to get up in this room.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You ain't got a clue.
I'm just trying to learn.
At the top of my head, you're going to get butterflies and unicorns.
And rainbows.
And
fire.
And probably some of them leprechauns.
And a little bitty firework.
No, there ain't going to be no fire.
There ain't going to be no fire. No
fire. Ain't no fire left in
there. Ain't no fire, boys.
That fire went out long ago.
I've seen the fire. Sometimes during the breaks, Si gets a little fiery.
He does.
Sometimes on this.
And it involves water.
How come we ain't got no coffee?
That's your job, not mine.
I don't drink coffee.
I'm too young.
It's not my fault.
I'm too young to drink coffee. I tell you what, here in about 3 minutes, you can go make you a pot.
I believe I will.
I think he will. And I don't understand
coffee.
No, nah, I'm not going to. I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, coffee.
Has anything earth-shattering happened in the media?
No, absolutely not.
Are you kidding? So for the folks at home, this is when Si's living the absolute dream. He doesn't know what's going on in the media because he doesn't watch.
Well,
he watches.
I don't like the media
exactly.
To begin with.
So you watch Gunsmoke and TV Land.
Hey, I tell you a funny one. Let me read you a direct text this morning.
Okay.
Talking about Si watching Gunsmoke.
So then Si comes here, and the only way he's going to receive news is if I read it to him off of this computer twice a week.
You're educating me. You didn't know it.
I know, but I want to be you.
Rainbows were circular.
I didn't know that either.
So now.
But I wish I didn't know the news.
It's understandable why it was there.
I agree. So you want to talk about Si watching Gunsmoke. So I left before daylight this morning.
Yep.
To go work at the duck hole and put up a deer stand, all kinds of stuff. Okay. Well, in my leaving, I woke my wonderful bride up before daylight.
That's not
good. Yeah, because it gets daylight early now. Yeah,
she take her a cup of coffee.
It was too bad.
No, she didn't want none, but she texted me, and she said, "Where's the remote?" And I said, "I don't know why." And she said, "Well, MASH is about to come on, and I don't want to miss it." So, Brittany, before daylight this morning, laying there watching MASH.
Yeah.
MASH.
I knew I liked your wife.
See?
I loved that woman when I first met her.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she's worried about catching her morning MASH at 6 a.m. this morning in the dark while her and the dog wake up.
MASH.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
I liked that girl when the first time I met her.
I got so tickled. I said,
"Hawkeye." She likes old Hawkeye.
You need to marry that woman there, Martin.
But I texted her back, and I said, "I would suspect it's under the bed, because when my alarm went off this morning, it scared the snot out of me, and I threw everything that was on the bedside table. I was not ready for that. Apparently, I was in a deep sleep when that thing went off.
My wife does that all the time.
Because I thought I was shot. I was like, oh, I'm dead.
No. My wife does that all the time. The other night, she just screamed and jumped out of the bed. No, I'm serious.
That's not good.
I'd start swinging
if that happened.
That's Phil and Kay.
I didn't even wake Si up.
Phil was fighting an Indian one night and had Kay in a headlock.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, come
you
on.
You hear that episode?
No. What happened?
Oh, yeah. No. Phil's fighting an Indian, okay?
Like a Native American.
Yeah. And he's,
when?
He's got Kay in a headlock.
Oh, in his dreams?
In his dreams, yeah.
And he done put Kay in a headlock?
Too much TV Land.
Now that's watching too much Gunsmoke and Lone Ranger and
Dances with Wolves or something.
Unbelievable.
We're dealing with the human race here, boys. We ain't got no sense. None of us.
Not a single one.
Hey, I'm serious.
I'm gonna have to say no truer words have ever been spoken on this podcast than that line right there. Hey, none of us got no sense.
We're dealing with the human race, boys.
That is, that's the truth right there. Look, Goblin.
Sir?
Go make you some coffee. Let's take our next break.
We'll be back right after this. Go get us some coffee, guy.
All right, Goblin, are you, you think you can finish this now?
Yeah. All right. Well, we got coffee. Okay. Hey, I like the sound of that.
He does it every time.
He can't help himself.
He did it right here.
He's a slurper. Oh, size turn. That's so gross in people's ears.
It's so good.
Is it?
That's a good cup of coffee.
Wow, yeah. This is hot.
It smells burnt.
That's extremely hot.
Hey, it is hot. Hey, it's good slurpy, though.
Hold on. Let me see your cup.
Hey, it's a good slurpy, boys.
I don't want you to hit us with no HR violation.
No HR violation.
Wait, what?
What you going to do?
He's right hot.
Caution hot. Did that happen at McDonald's?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that nobody tries to get us.
That's right, boy.
Caution.
You got to have HR.
Caution. Hey, you didn't decorate it with the big
we ain't
thing.
Got that.
I don't need to.
We ain't
I got the
that
word
$70,000 one around here.
What's that?
We got the 99.
Oh.
We can't afford that. Can't afford that 70 grand.
Boy, I'm going to be climbing trees here. I didn't put but 3 packs in this one.
It is kind of funny that whole deal started because somebody spilled coffee in their lap and said, you should have told me.
$200,000 in damage in 1994.
Really? I tell you, the human being ain't got no sense.
Ain't got no sense.
None.
I mean.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
No, they got $2.7 million.
Who does?
That's just ridiculous. That's why we pay so much for everything to idiots like that. I mean, who don't know that coffee ain't hot?
Stella.
Who don't know that?
In 1994.
Stella in 1994.
That was on purpose.
And it got her,
I promise.
It got her $2.7 million.
Well, now we have to pay more taxes because of it.
She got on that Morris Bart hotline.
That's it, boy.
Yeah.
The reason it all happened, though, is the coffee in the, at that McDonald's,
that's right, fill us in, JD,
was way too hot.
No,
it was like boiling.
So coffee's hot.
I can't argue
with that logic. I guess that's why iced coffee is the thing now. That way you can't get burnt.
Yeah. You can get freezer burn though.
And get a brain freeze.
Oh,
that's for sure.
All them are tough.
Hey, what do you call those, by the way? Does everybody call them brain freezes?
Yeah, brain freeze.
Well, Si at one time called it a brain sneeze.
That's true.
But
because when I was growing up, we called it a cold head.
It's bad.
Cold head.
Uh-huh.
And your head wasn't cold.
Nobody else ever called it that.
Well, I mean, that's very literally what it is.
Strangest stuff, but
it's a commercial. How Native American Potter continues the tradition.
You watched the strangest.
I don't watch it. I pulled up the hot coffee, man, and whatever website this is.
You're weird.
I am weird. Just
coffee
like
is
you.
A hot
you're
drink.
Yeah,
I was trying to learn why people write caution
but
hot.
But you didn't educate me on the rain.
But here's the problem. So you're griping about hot coffee, not griping.
I don't drink coffee.
But you entered a class action suit because Red Bull didn't give you wings.
Hey, don't tell people that.
So you got a 6-pack of Red Bull all because.
Hey, and wanted wings. No, to
what
go
was
with
that?
It.
Look, all it
he
said.
Did that, really?
He did it.
All
you're an idiot.
I got a letter in the mail.
I know you he was weird.
That's just.
I
was young.
I'm an idiot.
No, I was like 18, and there was this thing online that said Red Bull class action lawsuit. Somebody sued them because you don't actually get wings.
That's not. It's false advertising.
Yeah. So Johnny D jumped on board.
So I was like, I'll put my name and address on anything. I'm an idiot who's 18 years old. And literally 7 or 8 years later, I go home and check the mail. And there was a 6-pack of Red Bull, like, that I had been awarded as compensation.
Did you know that it literally wouldn't give you rings?
I'm pretty sure.
Then why did you sign that?
I don't know.
Because you're
an idiot. I thought it was
funny. You're a troublemaker. That's the deal. Call if you get in a car wreck, call this lawyer. I'm going to get you $100,000. Yeah, make everything I got to buy go up because you're an idiot. That just
we done got
my
to
butt.
Hey, that just chaps his rear end, son.
Y'all, does that burn you biscuits?
I just burned them off.
He's never going to drink Red Bull. I'm the reason Red Bull costs what it costs. Because at 18, I did it.
Stupid.
It was. But I did it because I thought it was funny. And never thought anything about it. And I'm reading it now, and I'm remembering. So after anybody that bought Red Bull in a 10-year period were either entitled to $10 cash or a case of Red Bull.
It's a wonder they didn't put you in that floor that's at the top of St. Francis, you know, the top floor.
Hey, the one
that's good
thanks to Red Bull the really one, gives
hey,
you wings.
The ones that's got you bars on check all the windows and doors.
Yeah.
Oh, for a man that don't necessarily get fired up about anything.
We found it.
We found Goblin's
right
trigger.
Inflation due to lawsuits.
Taxation without representation, boys.
Hey. But they
gas fires got
I've
up
never joined another class action.
Another thing, I worked at Riverwood, and these boys, they'd get a paper cut. They'd get a week off. That's just plumb embarrassing.
Plumb embarrassing, boys.
When you get a paper cut.
What? A paper cut?
A paper cut.
At a paper mill.
I can't work. I'm hurt.
In a paper
mill. Walk around with a Band-Aid on, pushing a broom because they can't work, do their job. I got a bad cut.
Wait, that actually happened?
Oh, all the time.
All the time?
Yeah. Acting like they hurt so they don't have to work.
Acting like they're hurt. Well, I never did that, Godwin.
I ain't got much for them kind of people.
You ain't got much for me either because at 18,
I signed up
to get free Red Bull.
You ain't got nothing for you either, JD.
I didn't realize the implications of my actions would cause Red Bull's prices to inflate, therefore just really ticking John Godwin off in the year 2021.
That's crazy.
I wish I wouldn't have.
It's so, just a thought. Look, I got a question.
It's just a thought behind.
With the logic of that, you now work at a tackle shop.
Oh, there ain't no
oh,
logic.
Boy.
If I go and buy some Minners and I don't catch nothing,
they're guaranteed.
Can I bring them back?
Oh, yeah.
Here's
heck
the deal.
Yeah.
Can
heck
I bring
yeah
them back?
I'm bringing them back.
Well, the guarantee on the – we have the guarantee on the side.
We have the guarantee.
They're guaranteed to catch fish or
die trying.
They're going to die trying. They're committed.
But committed. If they don't catch the fish, can I bring them back?
No, they died.
My fault they died. You should have had better manners.
People do say that. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's the same people
what
that buy 300 shiners and put them in a 2-liter
y'all
Coke
open
bottle.
At six,
and you're like,
open at 6 a.m. Yeah.
I'll be there.
I won't.
With my Minner bucket.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been bringing them back.
Yeah.
Returning them.
You're bringing Minners back?
Yeah.
Well, I got to get them first.
I'll sell you a Red Bull, too.
I don't want no Red Bull.
Well, it doesn't give you wings.
I know that. Any logical person would know that.
Any person with logical.
I did it because I thought it was funny, God, and I made a mistake.
Any person with any sense would
all
know
right
that.
I feel like I need to personally apologize to you for getting that free pack of Red Bull.
I don't care if you got the, but anybody that actually think they get wings from drinking Red Bull, I don't know about that.
That is a sad state of the world, though.
What? I mean, it's a joke.
They make a joke.
Come on.
And they literally, it cost them, and I'm part of the reason, it cost Red Bull $13 million because somebody thought, And now if you look at the bottom of their Gives You Wings commercials, it says, does not actually give wings, which is hysterical.
The fine print.
And, yeah. I mean, let's be honest. A commercial on the Duck Call Room right now is worth $13 million, so they're getting their money's worth now. Red Bull is.
Maybe
Red
they'll Bull send you some.
Yeah.
Red Bull, if you're listening.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't
that's
drink
funny
that.
He still thinks I'm okay. If he drinks enough of it.
I ain't ever seen Goblin get that fired up about not nothing in my life.
I'm surprised.
That's fantastic. I didn't know he had it in him.
We
I'm just going to be
found
honest.
We finally found Goblin's
butt. So stupidity
be
ain't your bag.
Lazy or stupid.
Stupidity that causes inflation.
On my bad side.
Stupidity ain't your bag. And neither are high insurance rates because of car wrecks.
That's right.
For ambulance chasers.
Yeah.
He's out on that bag.
Oh, what?
Two things I can completely agree with.
I know a person that had a wreck. Person run into the back of them. And they got sued because the person run into the back of them. They got sued. And thank goodness for whatever insurance they had. They said they hired a stunt man from Hollywood. And
what?
Yeah. And got the stunt man said, there is styrofoam in that bumper. we need to take the bumper off of the said vehicle and expect that styrofoam that's inside there, because it don't crush until 9 miles an hour. At 7 miles an hour,
still intact.
Yeah. Where you get, there's one of them that you get
whiplash?
Yeah. Muscle damage or whatever. And one of them you don't. We need to see where that thing crashed. See if that styrofoam. That styrofoam ain't crashed, you ain't got muscle damage. And they did.
And got it.
And yeah.
That's what's up. I know a guy one time.
That insurance company is awesome.
There was a guy this one time ran into my truck and then blamed it on me.
Mm-hmm. I got sued.
That was the same thing.
Was Godwin. Hey, I got sued one time.
Well, you parked it right behind me. It wasn't there when I pulled up.
That's true.
It wasn't there. I love it.
Got sued by a guy that couldn't merge and just stopped on the interstate, and I ran into him. Yeah, then he looked at me. He drove off. Then he came back. He was like, I don't know what to do. I don't have a driver's license. I'm like, well, I appreciate you being out on the road stopping, buddy. Yeah. Then it was my fault. And then like 6 months later, yeah, I got sued.
That's right.
And my insurance company called me. I said, well, he didn't have a driver's license. They said, oh, really? I said, yep. I go, don't worry about it. We'll take care of this one pretty easy. But he tried to sue me.
Yeah.
Quit suing people.
That's the deal. That's what's wrong with America.
Well, especially in Louisiana.
I ain't even going to touch the lawsuits this company's been hit with.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, Lord.
Frivolous would be a kind term.
Oh,
so,
good.
The ones duck commander?
To get nothing, really. But all right, let's take another break.
You can't get nothing.
I'm just so happy to know what lights Goblin's fire.
I need to get up.
You can't
get
blood out of
I'm fixing to
get
up and run around the building for about 15 times and settle down.
You drink a Red Bull and you'll do it faster. It gives you wings.
That's right.
I got coffee.
All right, we'll be back. All right, we're back. Look, we're going to go ahead and jump into that hello@duckcallroom.com inbox.
How are you?
Johnny D, since you're basically the secretary of this crew, what we got in there?
In the hello@duckcallroom.com inbox, this is a good question, because we use a word often.
Uh-oh.
And people got questions about it. David from Selma, Alabama.
My middle name.
Middle name.
Selma. Highway 80. Just keep rolling.
Selma, Alabama. From my time watching the Duck Call Room, I pieced together that a rig is a truck or a car. That's not true. Then I heard a boat being referred to as a rig. Also true. So if you had to give a dictionary definition to the word rig, how would you define rig as used in the Duck Call Room?
Si?
Rig.
Oil well.
Oh.
Huh? That ain't what you call a rig.
Rig.
Well, yeah, but that ain't what you call a
rig.
Well,
hey, I gave him my definition.
You say get in the rig and let's go.
Do you ever use the term rig?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, all the time.
I think a rig can be anything used for transporting anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. If it gets you from point A to point B without your own power,
because I got a buddy who's like, hey, hand me that rig. And he was talking about a fork, which transports food.
Well,
so a fork can be a rig.
That's an eating rig.
See? Tubaware rig.
I back up to my fishing rig.
Yeah.
Rig.
Boat.
Yeah. Jump in the rig. Let's go.
A rig can be anything that moves stuff.
Yeah. I go with that.
A rig's pretty much anything you want it to be, really.
You're only limited by your imagination.
Give me that rotten rig.
There's a definition. It's anything you want it to be, boys.
That's your drinking rig.
This is my coffee holding rig.
That's a rig. That's a cup. Cup is a rig. Yeah.
Anything that performs a task.
This is my talking into rig.
This is my tea rig here, boys.
This is my listening rig.
All right.
Anything can be a rig, David.
That's clear.
You know what happens when you put a string on this and you pull it? It's called a jerk rig.
Yep.
There you go.
That's
jerk
a rig.
There
you go, boy.
You got that.
Your gun can be a rig.
Yeah, hand me that rig.
Anything can be a rig.
Okay.
Hand me that.
All right, I got another picture.
I'm sure we cleared that up for you.
Right, put that thing up there.
If we say rig, it's context clues are going to help a lot. This is from Harrison of Hartsville, South Carolina. Mackay shot a first deer And it's a nice one.
Oh, that's what's up.
South Cackalack.
And I'm more jealous of the hair on my man than I am of the deer's antlers.
That's what's up.
Because that is a solid
that's nice.
Haircut.
That's a full,
I always a wanted curly hair.
Them deer horns I are pile matted a little
I
bit.
I feel looking. Like this is a good time as a PSA to people taking deer pictures.
Let's stick the tongue back in its mouth?
Either put their tongue up or cut it off. Nobody wants to see that poor deer's tongue hanging out of his mouth.
Oh, but Mackay, this is
no, he's
deer.
Fired up. No, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
Look at this, that smile and that curly hair.
This can be used as a coaching point right here. That's great right. First deer. I couldn't be more fired up for you. That is fantastic.
Mine wasn't that big.
The heck no. Mine didn't even break the skin. So they was just little bumps on top.
Yeah, yeah, that's what mine was.
So, I mean, like, no, I'm not just going forward. Let's get rid of the tongue. Either tuck them in, cut them off.
Or cut them off.
All right.
PSA. Just a PSA for people.
All right, and then here's a fun one.
That tongue's just vulgar.
Uncle Si, you are aware that you are a legend, correct?
Living one.
Nope.
A living legend.
I'm a living legend.
And there's stories.
See, I'm learning stuff, boys.
And there's all sorts of stuff all about you all over this great country of ours.
Si kind
of
been like Bigfoot. He's been seen everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So...
and everybody's cousins hunted with him.
He right. died for it.
Daniel writes in.
Daniel Boone?
I don't know his last
name. No, his grandpa. Okay.
I ain't down.
But he is building a Kentucky-style muzzleloader.
Okay.
That's what Daniel's doing.
He's making a homemade gun.
A flintlock.
And so he bought this leather bag.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's you got to have something to carry your gear in.
Yep. He bought it from an antique store.
Your shooting rig.
That's right. Your shooting rig bag.
It's a shooting rig bag. And he was told by the guy that sold it to him that it used to belong to Uncle Si Robertson.
Awesome.
Did that belong to you?
No, I had some bags that looked kind of like that. So I don't know.
The gentleman said he bought it.
Hey, it may have
did you ever sell a bag like that?
No.
No, he lost it.
Yeah, Si never sold
it. He said he bought it off you years ago before the TV show.
Yeah.
No.
When he come down here hunting.
But could that have been yours?
It could have been. I had bags like that before.
It could have
been.
Once upon a time, I used to shoot muzzleloaders.
But I smell a class action suit.
Back when they was.
He smells a class action suit.
Here we go.
Uh-oh. He's
trying
to
just get that free money,
boys. He's trying to get Gowan involved in this.
Every leather bag ever sold, Si deserves $3.
And all that, it's not going to cost nothing. It costs somebody something.
Oh, it costs something, boys. Hey.
It costs. It's just spreading it out among
everybody. No, we'll get the taxes from the rich, except for
them.
We're
going to get the taxes from the rig, boys. Hey.
All right. What else you got?
I'm sorry. We just went down.
What else you got, Sean?
Another. I'm doing all the ones that just made me go, huh.
I like it.
And Philip McMillan's not in here today.
That's fine.
But this is from Joe from Washington, Louisiana.
Washington, okay.
I didn't even know there was a Washington.
Yeah, it's down there around New Orleans. Yeah.
And so he says he works with a guy who said he was in a breakdancing group with McMillan.
No, I could totally believe that.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. Hold it.
I got a lot of questions.
On Mac's behalf, since he ain't here.
I'm going to text him.
Mac can break. He can break that.
That's what I'm saying. I totally believe that.
Yeah. Okay.
That,
he
I,
get down.
When I put
get
that
him,
down.
Get him fired up.
He said they would perform at skating rinks and even performed at.
Yep.
I don't even need to hear no more.
Nope. Yep. Hey, that's true.
I'm giving that a 98% likelihood
that's right,
being the
being
truth.
True. And that's exactly
they
right.
They even performed at the Miss Louisiana pageant.
Yeah. I mean, Philip ain't ever been scared to get on stage.
No.
So.
No. The boy can. Hey, I'm telling you, the boy's got some good moves. I'm telling you.
Does he?
Oh, what are you
I mean,
about?
I can see him.
Yeah.
I can see him at a skating rink.
I'm
with, like, not buttoned enough buttons on a shirt. Just going in circles.
He's actually got some really cool moves. I'll just tell you that. Okay.
You're impressed by it.
No. Oh, no. Hey, he can get down.
No, I'm saying that is a high likelihood of being
the
truth.
Yeah, that's a true
story. Yeah. Well, look, let's take
that's
a break.
That's one of them you can check it off the box. It's true.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Philip McMillan.
Alert.
Texted back and said, Yeah, tell him I said, "What up, Grip?"
See?
True story.
See? I told you. I didn't even have to wait for Philip to confirm it. I know enough about Philip.
I'm telling you. I've watched him get down before. Okay? Yeah. The boy goes everywhere I go.
Yeah, they nailed it when they said skating rinks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when he that come up, I said, oh, yeah.
100% true. Yeah. Philip confirms.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And now we have a total segment when Philip's back from his breakdancing
days.
Roller skating days.
That's fantastic. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back.
For a fat man, he moves good.
We're going to get back in that mailbag right after this. All right, we're back. Johnny D.
Hey!
What's still in that mailbag, son? I love it. I love fan mail. It's fantastic.
Fan mail is the best. Sorry, I've been looking at my Bible verse that I wanted.
We done
have.
Got Sisa fired up. He turned his hat around.
Uh-oh.
He got to thinking about.
He's finna go fast.
He got to thinking about Philip breakdancing. He said, "Watch this."
All right,
hold my tea and watch this.
So this one, Reagan and Caroline. They email in a lot, and I think it's just Caroline throwing Reagan's name in there, and they send like riddles.
She loves
riddles.
I love a riddle.
What's the riddle you got?
Well, that one's got curse words in it.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, it doesn't.
Shame on you.
But. There's something about going forwards and backwards. What's heavy forwards and not backwards? What's heavy forwards and not backwards?
What's Frank heavy Dungeon. Forwards and Frank not back? My belly?
His belly. John G says my belly is.
That's not the right answer.
Right
I'm going to let you sit on it for a while.
Hey,
and
Dungeon.
She also said Pioneer Woman's lasagna is the best, which that'll get a response from me. They also feel like I've. Read all these emails on the toilet, which wasn't true. I was at work. But
she's
curious as what role being on the toilet plays in our marriages. It's a very strange way to word the question. Yeah. Is it comfortable to talk between you and your wife while one of you are on the toilet, or do you keep that part of your lives secret from each other? And that's a good question. I think, because I leave the door open, and I'll talk to Allison the whole time I'm on the toilet. But Allison closes the door and locks it.
Well, a woman's in there for like 0.7 seconds.
Yeah.
I got to go in there and think about something.
I shut the door, and I lock it sometimes.
But would you talk?
I'd talk to her. But the reason I lock the door is because she'll come in there and put everything I'm using up.
No, hold on before we go any further. What all are you using?
Well, when I take a shower, you know, and I got my towel and my
soap.
Oh, so you.
Oh, you talking about going.
Shampoo.
Yeah.
Oh, it don't matter. Sometimes I shut the door. Sometimes.
It don't matter.
I'll tell you right now, I shut the door not because I'm private or anything like that. If I don't. My 50-pound lab is going to come in there and be a foot heater. Why does your dog come in there while you relieving yourself and sit on your feet?
My dog's not allowed in our bathroom.
I don't. You does yours do that? The dog come in there? As soon as you get in there, here come the dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a weird
and it's like when they do it, they turn around and look at you. It's like they want to be seen. And then they want to make sure that they're protecting
you
while
by
you're
me.
Yeah. It's like they're like, you're vulnerable right now. I'm coming to protect you.
So what's the question of what
are you comfortable talking to your wife while you're on the toilet?
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm married.
Yeah.
Or do you keep that because Allison will not like if I'm like, hey, and she's like, no.
I didn't want to talk
to
her.
She don't want to talk while she's in there. Me, I'll carry on a full conversation.
Come to my house and I'll leave the door cracked.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I'll just shout out. We're in the middle of a conversation.
I spent way too much time in a locker room for this to not be okay.
What about you, Si?
So what was
you went to Vietnam.
I ain't got nothing.
Si talks to himself the whole time he's using the bathroom.
Oh, hey, ho.
No,
okay, boys.
Si's got seven people in there with as many boys as he refers to.
Yeah.
Hey, boys. Ah, whoa.
Ha.
Good night.
Good night.
And then you hear a little.
That's why I started laughing when you asked the question.
Because you're just talking to you. You don't need anything.
They only need.
It's hilarious to me, okay?
Over there in the war
That's
zone,
a great question.
When Si goes to the bathroom, it's like Al Michaels calling a football game.
Oh, hey, okay, boys.
You get a full play-by-play.
This always takes me back to Denver Airport.
Yeah, when we got the lights turned
everybody off. Everybody in there, I mean, the whole crew had to go to the restroom, and everybody that come in, it was, roll, Whoa, good grief.
Okay,
oh,
boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Willie finished first and locked us all in the dark.
The people in there immediately stopped what they were doing and left, okay? Because they said, good grief, these people are nuts.
That's funny.
That's where you said all that weird stuff happened.
Yeah, Si happened
and
there.
And then Willie turned the lights off. Look,
I know it. I was there.
You couldn't see nothing.
Black dark.
Oh, black was the word.
That was a good time to have a cell phone in your pocket.
Oh, hey. I was just going to stand there. Because
he ain't got a cell phone.
I'm afraid I'm going to get killed if I move.
If I don't move, I won't pee on nobody. Yeah. Or nobody pee on me.
No, I ain't moving, boy.
Y'all wild. All right, next question. Wild Adam out. From Kansas. What is everybody's favorite worship song? Adam from Kansas.
Ooh, Light Fire.
That is a good one.
That's a good, because I'm a worship song kind of fella.
I like them songs where the men and the women have different parts. That's my favorite.
Got one on that old school bag.
I don't know the name of it, but Missy
a melody, if you will.
Missy sings it.
All right.
Okay, and one of the phrases in it is, you know, God told the waves you can only go this far.
Yeah.
Oceans?
Told the oceans you can only go this far.
Yeah.
It's oceans.
Yeah, that's the name of the song.
Is that the name of it?
That's a jam.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But,
I like.
No, but one time, I would love for Misty just to forget about being correct in the key and all this and just let her rip.
Homegirl can sing.
Okay,
she
I'm saying.
And she does it in the right
way. Yeah, but she don't ever.
Si, the problem is you do just let it rip. So somebody's got to be on
well,
key.
Well, no. I wish she would let it rip one time because Jason's always telling me every once in a while she'll be at the house. And just turns it loose. And he said, you literally got to put something over your ears or she's going to blow you.
So, size on oceans. Godwin, what was you at?
Light the fire.
Okay.
Light the fire.
Jane
Doe. That's a good one.
There's
a song that came out.
Lamb of God.
Last week called.
Lamb of God's another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
What's the one about when, okay. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good.
You go.
I keep rolling, son.
Hey, do not try and stop the Holy Spirit. You tell us what you like to sing.
It's the one when you're talking about, okay.
Love is of God.
He drew his first breath. Jesus, when he began to breathe.
All Hail King Jesus?
I don't know the name.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a jam.
I like that.
You're solid on name that tune and worship music.
No, hey, I'm telling
it's like
you.
It's like your granddaddy wrote a song book.
That might have happened to you. Songs of faith and praise. Go get your copy.
Just saying it, I've got chill bumps all over my body.
That's probably All Hail King
What's
Jesus.
That one going?
That's a
sings.
Jam.
I enjoy that one.
Yo, and Missy sings that one.
Oh, that's Our God is an Awesome God.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
That's
I like It Is Well With My Soul.
I like that. That's a good one.
They sang that one at my papa's funeral.
Every time I do that, I always remember
it's a jam.
Dane and Big Boy.
Yep. That's a jam.
And that's what they sang at his funeral.
Oh, it's going to be at mine, too.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. So.
Yeah. So, new song, though.
Yeah.
That's The Power by Hillsong.
By Hillsong.
If you haven't heard, it came out. I got a friend that's a worship pastor. He texted it to me one morning. He said, bro, it's a jam. And I said, yeah,
it's
it is. I listened to it. I was like,
it's a jam.
It is a
that's
jam.
What's up. There's a bunch of
so
good
check
ones now, though.
That's The Power.
That's the power.
I've got the power.
Oh, it's good. But, yeah, I like all worship music, though. You get me going.
Yeah.
You get me going with songs.
I can't sing.
I can't play an instrument. I can't do nothing.
No, but I can roll them windows up and let her rip.
But so. I know the words.
Yeah.
I can't tote it.
All right, last one.
All right, last one. This one's no fun, honestly.
Okay.
This one's not going to be fun, but I feel the need to
let's do it.
Give a prayer request that somebody said. And you know what? This guy's having fun because he's in heaven now. A pastor named Roger out of Vero Beach, Florida, Freedom Church. They actually had Phil come speak. Suddenly passed away. His buddy Joey emailed in and just asked us to pray for him and give a shout out. And, you know, Roger, I don't know this guy's church. I don't know much about him. There's a picture of him and Phil together. Here's a picture of him preaching. But he's had an impact on this man's life, and it's because he chose to, you know, be a pastor.
That's awesome.
And be a preacher. And that's not an easy job. And he organized a bunch of cool stuff, according to Joey. And here's a picture of him and Phil real quick, if I can get this computer to work right. But, man, that's sad, and we're going to definitely pray for the church that this man's gone on to be with the Lord, but this man right here wouldn't come back and hang out with us if he could.
Guaranteed. I would just fix that. He's going to achieve what we all are looking forward to.
And we weren't here on earth probably ready for it, but I promise you he's excited right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's down there saying, y'all get up here.
Yeah.
Y'all come on now.
I'll pray for his family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'll pray for his family. Yeah, pray for his church. Because that would be
tough. He don't need it.
Yeah. He don't need it.
He's there. He's there. Okay.
Yeah. Because that's tough for a church to go through. Yeah. But what a great example and something to look forward to of seeing Pastor Raj one day again. I'm going to say hey to him. I never even met the guy, but one day I'll get to say, hey, I read about you on a podcast.
That's right, man.
Raj,
we talked about you.
You must have been one of them.
Well, send us out of here with a Bible verse.
All right. Well, let's rainbows. Let's end with rainbows. Genesis 9, right after the flood. And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for generations to come. I've set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and earth. And I'm going to skip down to 16. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures, so of every kind on the earth. So God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I have established between me and all the life on earth. So when you see a rainbow, remember, it's God's promise not to ever flood the earth again, which I'm fired up about because I live here. Mm-hmm. And he made an even better covenant. One day he's coming back, and he's taking us with him to go see old Pastor Raj up there one day.
Boys. That's awesome.
I'll get fired up about some Genesis and the rainbow. Thank you, Lord, for that.
I can dig it. All right, we'll see y'all next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I will.
Bye.